Hey, in this audio, you're going to learn the critical skill of how to enroll people. So finding is getting people, finding people who are interested in learning more. Teaching them is teaching them about the oils and the opportunity. And then how do we get them to enroll? And this is the exciting part, Rod, because this is where we actually make money.
I'm imagining
if you're listening to this, it's because you want to create an income, or at least you're entertaining those ideas. And so this is one of those skills that you have to be decent at in order to make the income that you all want. And so what exactly are we enrolling people in? Well, imagine a person comes to a class, and we're helping that person get to the class, being real patient with them. They come to that. And then it's like, look, you want to use the products. You can do this in one of two ways, wholesale or retail. And you explain the benefits of the loyalty reward program. And then the class ends and they're sitting there looking at these pages of, you know, the tear pads, and they're seeing the different enrollment kit options, and they're wondering what to do. And so this audio is basically, how do you create enrollments out of those people that come? How do you get them to enroll in becoming a wholesale member? How do you get the people who enrolled as a wholesale member to mentally enroll in the idea of creating an income with doTERRA? This is what this audio is all about. And it's going to be awesome, because if you can learn some of these critical skills, then this means that you actually will make money. And I like money. I mean, it's kind of like oxygen. We all need it, right? So Rod, how would... If I taught a class and I am experiencing this, there's people that are just kind of sitting there, they're wondering what to do. How do I end the class with enrollments?
Well, you know, getting those enrollments, starts back when you're getting into that class, you've nurtured this person along. And so that's the idea that you're paying attention to them. It's not that you would plant a seed and then run off and leave them. And the same thing with your class. At the end of the class meeting, when you present the options for somebody and they're making those choices, then that's not their last contact. That's they may choose to enroll at the class because you'll present the options. So we've come to the end. At the end of our teaching audio, we talked a little bit about how you deliver those options. And at the same time, many of those people won't enroll on the spot. And so there's at the class enrollments, and there's after the class enrollments. And if you cut that off or stop the process, then you'll lose those people because of lack of follow through or lack of nurturing them. And so when we've come to the end of the class, when I've concluded my class, what I do is I go and I sit down with the person that I invited. And hopefully I had a few people that I invited. And so I sit down with these people one-on-one, and the first thing I ask them is, what do you think of the class? It's a simple question, and it gets them to start to communicate with me about what their thoughts were, about what they just experienced, what just happened. And then what I do is, after I've heard some of their things that they discuss, maybe we go back forth a little bit, but the critical question, and if you get nothing else out of this audio, but this question ingrained in your head, this is what I call a direct enrolling question. This is when you directly invite somebody to enroll in the company. And so this is the question. I say, would you like to set up an account tonight? Now, that's a very direct question, and it forces a response or a reaction, and they tell you where they're at that point. Now, if they respond positively, then I'll say, what kit interests you the most? So this sequence, so if you think about it, you've sitting down with your prospect, and I'm sitting there, and I said, so, Seth, what'd you think of the class?
I thought it was great. I thought it was really informative.
Are you thinking about setting up an account tonight?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, as you're looking at the options here, which one of these kits do you think you're most interested in?
Well, that's a great question, because this is my family, and this is where it typically goes, right?
Right.
They start
right.
discussing the needs of their family or their life, and that's mm-hmm. when you start advising them on what would be best for them, and it just kind of naturally goes from there, doesn't it?
Right. Right. It does, absolutely. Now, I just really want to drive this point in of asking people directly to enroll. And now all the coaching and mentoring, Seth, that you and I have done with thousands of team members, it usually comes down to this one question. And that is whether or not people are actually asking somebody to set up an account. And so I've had an experience just to help you ingrain this. This is a story. I was presenting a product one day in a home. There was a lot of people there. There was a gal that came and she seemed kind of interested as I talked to her. And then I was talking to some other people and I noticed that she had her head down and she was she started walking across the room on purpose straight for the door. And she was trying very hard to not make eye contact with me. And now as she went by, now I have a general policy that anyone that I've invited, I'm going to ask the direct enrolling question. Like even if I have a person fleeing out the door, I'll say, hey, wait a minute. Were you thinking about setting up an account tonight? And so I'll do that. But in this story, so this gal's buzzing by me, right? She's coming by me really fast, trying not to look at me. And just as she passed me, I see her and I turn around and I go, hey, wait a minute. Did you want to get that product tonight? And she froze, and then she looked up, and she turned around and faced me, and then she said, yes, I do. And I go, well, why are you trying to run out the door? And she goes, I know I wanted the product so badly, but I was afraid that if I bought it, I wasn't sure what I was going to do or how much my grocery budget that was going to impact. And so I just want you to understand that oftentimes people want what you have to offer and they don't move forward simply because you didn't ask them. So Seth, what about when what are some of the questions that you use and what about when you're following up after the class?
Well, this is huge because following up after the class, in my opinion, is this happens most of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want everybody to understand when I go and teach a class, so many of those people do not enroll right on the spot. And we have to follow up with those people. Remember this phrase, fortune is in the follow-up. And so if someone leaves the class, like the person you described, or if we didn't have a chance after the class to sit down with them, then I like to give those people a call within 24 to 48 hours. So remember that you want to give the people a call back and you basically just want to ask them similar questions. I ask, so what did you think of the class? Do you have any questions that I can help you with? There's a very simple question. Do you have any questions I can help you with? And then if they say no, I go, great. Does this sound like something you'd want to take advantage of? All right. So there's a direct enrolling question. Does this sound like something you would like to take advantage of? And if they say yes, I say, great. Which kit interests you the most? And at that point, it goes from there. They're going to say something like, well, we really want the Natural Solutions kit. Or they'll say, you know, I don't know. And then we go right into, my family has these issues. What do you think would be best? My point is that just ask the questions. And if you ask those questions, you're going to find people who are interested. And and you're going to also reveal those that aren't. Mm-hmm. And either way, it's great. But I'll tell you what isn't great. And that is that if you've gone through the time and effort of finding and teaching and you don't go through the effort to ask, I mean, we've given like 3 or 4 questions to ask. Mm-hmm. All of them work really well. And all you have to do is just take the time to ask them. Because if you do, those people will either say yes or no. And either way, it's a good thing. Those that aren't interested, we'll show you some ways that you can find out why they're not interested. But for the most part, those that are, we can get them enrolled and get them started. Now, one of the things that I found, Rod, is that when I ask someone and they if they ever resist on the idea of using the products, it typically has to do with money.
That's true. That price resistance comes up periodically. And one of the things you need to remember is that money is really never the determining factor in whether or not somebody buys. The reality is it's not really the determining factor. The reason why is because people will buy anything they can justify. I mean, if you think about it, if somebody's extraordinarily addicted to drugs, for example, and they're broken on the street, do they find the money? Of course they do. Some of them at the extent of breaking the law.
Rod, look, the evidence of this is you and I, right? I mean, in your case, it's like, I really want this, and I'm going to use my tax return for it, right?
Right. Yeah, I didn't even have the money for the enrollment, not even the 50. At that time, it was a $50 enrollment, and I didn't have that even.
Right. And so sometimes when we think that it's price, it really isn't price. It's how much do they value what it is that you offered? Because I was in the same position. I mean, we had no money. Right. But whatever you find important, whatever you find value in, you find money for. And that's just the fact.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Right. And so part of that price resistance is people have to understand that the doTERRA product actually has a serious value proposition. And that is that it's safer. It's less expensive, and oftentimes it's more effective than synthetic drugs, which can be harmful. I mean, people using oils are empowered in their household. They save money on doctor visits, and many times don't even need to turn to synthetic drugs because of them.
Hey, I'll think about all the doctor visits that are removed. Mm-hmm. And so if we do our job in the class, mm-hmm. and we're showing that person that they can replace. So, I mean, we're competing against the most expensive industry in the world. Right. I mean, so it's not like we're saying, hey, why don't you buy what you could normally buy for more? We're actually saying, why don't we help you avoid most of what happens in the doctor's office, right. and get that power back yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when we're enrolling people, there's a couple of different things that we're enrolling people in. And one of those is the idea of creating an income through doTERRA, the business. And so at the sign up, when somebody is actually committed to create an account, as I'm filling out the enrollment form, I'll ask the question, so do you have an interest in creating an income with doTERRA? And at that moment, whenever you ask that question, it doesn't have to be when you're filling out the paper, but if you ask that question at some point after they've expressed interest in the product, and they're leaning that way, that's such an amazing moment, because you'll find out how many people actually are interested in creating additional income in their lives. I mean, who couldn't use another source of income? And in today's economy, it can be very important that you have alternative sources of income, or that you have the potential of creating a residual income in this case. You know, if you're able to construct that over time, you could have yourself a very, very powerful asset that you've built in your part time.
Right. Now, one of the things at the class, when I ask that question, mm-hmm. one of the things that I find happens a lot, now this is just a reference to the three doors that we talked about on other audios. Three doors of openness, right? First door, are you open to learn about the products? Door number two, are you open to using the products, right? And this is when they enroll, when they get a wholesale membership, when they become an IPC. And then as we're filling out the paperwork with them, that's when you would ask something like, hey, are you open to door number three? Do you have any interest in creating an income with doTERRA? Now, a lot of times when you ask that question, at least in my experience, a lot of them say, you know what, right now I just want to use the products. In other words, I'm open to door number one, I'm open to door number two, I'm not sure about door number three right now. And this whole idea of nurturing, it's loving people where they're at, being patient with people. You know, one of my best builders on my team took months to decide to build a business. She had been using the product and loved the product and had blessed so many people's lives. And it just took me following up with her and actually asking these questions. And so let's say that somebody has been using the product, right? They left the class with a kit. They maybe have been on the loyalty reward program. I give those people a call and I'll ask the question, how do you like the products? So there's a really important question. How do you like the products? And the reason why that's a great question is because if they respond positively, I love the products, they've made all these differences in our life, then it's very natural for me to say, would you have any interest in sharing them with others? Or do you have an interest in creating an income with doTERRA? And then if they respond positively to that, then I set up an appointment to go over and talk to them about that great opportunity. But a lot of times, sometimes they'll say, I don't know, you know, we really haven't used the products that much. And that's when you have the opportunity to help them really use the products so that later on down the road, you can ask that question again. How do you like those products? And if they're having a good experience, then you, it's very natural for you to say, well, do you have any interest in sharing them with others? Now, one of the things that's super important to understand is that if you ever get any hesitancy to people that say, you know, if they hesitate a little bit, or maybe they say, I don't know that I'm interested in building an income with doTERRA. If you probe a little deeper and just ask, well, what would keep you from doing that? They will come up with concerns. And I just want to share with you some of the top concerns that I run into all the time. The first is the fact that this is an MLM, right? Or that it has a multi-level marketing compensation structure attached to it. And I think we could probably talk about this a little bit, Rod, but I mean, Rod actually, the fact that he introduced me to doTERRA was shocking to me, because if a person doesn't have a hang up with this being a network marketing company, there's probably something wrong with them, right? Because I too have a problem with network marketing companies. And the reason for this is because they have a black eye. The network marketing industry has a black eye, and in my opinion, it's well-deserved. And the reason why is because of the way they go about doing what they do. Now, so when someone has that type of concern, and maybe you have that concern, you know, you're afraid to go out there and introduce doTERRA to other people because you're thinking, I don't want them thinking bad of me, or I don't want them to associate me with you know, the network marketing person that goes around and, you know, is, you know, putting a lot of pressure on people. Many of the concerns people have when I say, what don't you like about network marketing? And they share my same concerns: overpriced products, having to put pressure on people, you know, just making money off of others, that type of idea. No one likes to participate in that.
Sounds dark.
I know. It does kind of sound dark, doesn't it? And so how do you actually overcome this concern with somebody? Well, the first thing for me, it came when I realized the key differentiating factor between doTERRA and I'd say 95% of the network marketing companies out there, not all of them, but a lot of them. And the way that I would describe it is, let's say that in the case of doTERRA, you have a great company that was formed with people who loved essential oils. Okay. They formed the company and they had a great product, a phenomenal product. And I know, because I've started different businesses in the past, one of the very first decisions that you have to make as a company is, how are we going to sell this stuff? I mean, right? That's everybody's question. How are we going to actually market the product? And you really have a couple of options. You can market this conventionally or unconventionally. Okay, so conventional means of marketing would include radio ads, TV spots, radio spots, billboards, mailers, flyers. Maybe you'd put a display in a store, put the product on the shelf and have people walk by and look at it and decide to purchase it. Well, let me ask you this question. If you've been to a doTERRA class, do you think it's possible to communicate to the public what essential oils can do for them in their life on billboards, radio ads, TV spots, or a display in the store? It's almost impossible, because the amount of money that it would take to educate the masses in that manner would be the incorrect decision. And so what doTERRA has done is they've taken the money that would normally go towards those marketing efforts, and they pay it to people like you and I to sit down with people kneecap to kneecap and teach them how to take care of their families naturally. That is completely different than this scenario. A company is formed because they have an awesome compensation plan that is just incredible. The compensation plan is so good that if you get in first, you're going to be sitting on top of a pyramid, right? and then they look around for products that they can stick into the compensation plan. And the value proposition is this: you can buy what you normally buy for more
than you would normally pay.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. For more than you would normally pay. And we go, ah, that sounds kind of stupid. Yes, but if you get other people to pay more than they would normally pay, then you can earn money. And the fact of the matter is that that model is so prevalent in the network marketing world that you have these people with bad experiences, bad taste in their mouth, and a negative connotation. And I think it's well-deserved. But doTERRA isn't that. We're not a company who just created a compensation plan, who wanted to find products to stick into it to create an opportunity so that we could get rich. It's a company that had a fantastic product that chose the correct way to market the product. And I'm glad they did, because it allowed me and others to become financially free as a result of being able to take the time to share with others the essential oils. And so I think that if you can understand that the purchase of the product is not dependent upon the opportunity. That's a very key point I just mentioned. Does the purchase of the product depend upon the opportunity? Or would a person continue to buy the product regardless of the opportunity? I've asked that question to hundreds of people in doTERRA, and every time they all say, I would still use... I mean, if you empower a mother to take care of her family naturally, at what point down the road does she say, I'm just going to go back to chemicals? It doesn't happen. And so what's happened is because you've created these loyal customers, this is a real opportunity. And it's a real financial pipeline, okay? And so just remember that's what's important when people have that network marketing concern. Show them the difference between what other companies do and what doTERRA has done, and that this is simply the best way to market the product.
So what are some other concerns that people come up with typically?
Yeah, so the two others that I think come up all the time, mm-hmm. is they say, well, I would love to do this, but I don't have the time, or I don't have the money. And both of those concerns are overcome in the exact same way. So let's say that maybe you're thinking this. I just don't have the time to do this, or I don't have the money to do this. Well, if those were the concerns that someone would give me, I like to share a story. And this may sound familiar, but there was a man who lived in a village. And that village was 2 miles away from the nearest water source. His job every day was to haul buckets on a yoke. He would haul buckets back and forth, and every day all of his inventory was bought up because everybody needed water. Another man in the village said, I like your job security. So he started hauling buckets, and it didn't take long for him to realize, if I don't do something different, I'm going to be hauling buckets the rest of my life. And so what he ended up doing is, instead of making multiple trips per day and earning more money, he would make the minimum amount of trips per day to provide for his family, and then he would start to create a pipeline. And he spent day after day and week after week, but he put in the time to create that pipeline. And then a couple of years later, he was able to put a spigot on the end of that pipeline, and everybody in the village could come and get water.
And it was safer, less expensive, and more effective.
Yes, kind of like oils.
Right.
And so he had this, and what he did was he created a financial pipeline as well as a literal pipeline for water. And when I explain that story to somebody, it really helps them see, oh my word, I am hauling buckets. And most of us are. If you have a job, or if you're self-employed, or you're a dentist, or you're a doctor, or a lawyer. Remember, a lawyer has billable hours. What that means is, if you're not putting in the hours, there's nothing to bill. And so the point is that you want to create a financial pipeline. And so if somebody says, I don't have the time to do this, or I don't have money to do this, and I explain that story to them, then I can ask them, I want you to look 5 years in the future. If you keep doing what you're doing now, do you see anything changing? And that typically brings a response like, no, I don't. And when they don't see anything changing in the next 5 years, if they keep doing what they're doing, then they're never going to have the time. They're never going to have the money. And so I'll tell somebody, look, we all have the same amount of time in a day. All of us do. There's 24 hours in a day. And if you do not figure out how to prioritize some of that time towards working on your financial pipeline, you will never have time. Okay. Or let's say the same thing with money.
Even money.
I don't have any money. I explain to them the pipeline story. And then I say, look into the future 5 years in advance. Do you see anything changing? If you continue doing what you're doing now, do you see anything changing? No. Well, you know, we all kind of have the same amount of money. Not enough. All of our money is spoken for, right? We all have things that our money is meant for. But if we don't learn how to prioritize some of that money to start constructing this pipeline, and doTERRA is a fantastic way to do that, then you're never going to have money. And so if I can explain that to someone, they understand that I can make, I mean, let me give you an example, just a personal story. I remember speaking to someone I really cared about. I'm really close to her. And she expressed to me, "I have no time, Seth, none. I've got 5 little kids. They are out of control. I'm running from the minute I get up to the till I go to sleep at night. I have no time." And I just sat there and listened to her and listened to her, and then I realized, and I realized, you know what? Nothing's going to change, and she's never. This time isn't going to suddenly come. And so I told her. I said that exact same thing. I shared with her the story of the pipeline, and I remember when I said that, and she realized that if she didn't prioritize some of the little bit of time that she had towards this, that she would never have that time. And when that happened, all of a sudden, it became a priority, and everything in her life started aligning to where she said, okay, yes, this is what's going to happen. And all of a sudden your mind goes to work on how you can find time to make a pipeline for pipeline building activities. And I've just seen that over and over and over again. And I would challenge each of you to ask yourself those same questions and those that share those types of concerns.
Now, Seth, I think there's a primary factor that really determines how successful you're going to be, and the level of people that you end up bringing toward you. And that is it's based around your commitment. And commitment is reflected as an attitude. And when you have a high degree of commitment, what happens is you become very, very clear about what you're going to do. You become very certain about your desire to get there, and you become very committed or very confident in walking in your ability to get yourself there. So it's kind of like moving forward is the only option. So when you get yourself to that spot, when you get to the point where you want that change, then moving forward is the only option. Why would you go backwards? Why would you go back to the way things were? I've often told people, well, when do I change? When do I become committed? And I've observed that change occurs when you get tired of the results that you're currently getting. And not only tired of it, but painfully tired of it when the option of going backwards is no longer an option. And so you need to ingrain in your mind the idea that 1 year from now, I am going to still be here. And that instills in your posture, and you start to radiate that certainty, that clarity, that confidence that you're moving forward towards your goals and that you are going to be there down the road. Then people start to gravitate towards that. People move towards the committed people. People don't follow people that are confused. People don't follow people that don't know where they're going. People don't follow people that are uncertain. And it reminds me of a movie that I watched here recently where a major decision had to be made by the main character. And the character was so certain that when it came around and all the people were coming together to make it happen, they said, "Well, why are you doing this? Why do you believe her?" And the gentleman responded, "Because of her, because she is so clear, so confident, so certain. I'm following her. I'm basing my belief of risk based on that individual." And so this level of commitment is why people do that. And I believe you had an experience about this, Seth, with some of the people that you were talking to in the early phases who when you came by and said, "Hey, I've got the greatest thing since sliced bread." And they're like, "Yeah, like we haven't heard that before." But what did they say later?
Well, you know, the I'll just give you two examples that I can think of. Well, first of all, first you. I knew that when you were going to do this, your certainty and clarity and confidence was absolute. You weren't going to just, for example, your commitment to the process was not determined upon if I was going to follow you or not.
Right.
Right. Right. And so because of that, I knew that you were going to make it and I wanted to be with you. And the reason why this is so important is because when you're asking someone that doesn't have time or money to follow you because you're going to help them create a financial pipeline, they had better be dang well sure that you are not going to stop until that pipeline's finished. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They have to know that. And if you're absolutely certain and clear and confident in your abilities to do that, or at least your resolve to do it no matter what, even if you have to develop the abilities to do it, then they'll follow you. And so I'm thinking of, like, for example, my sister, who's a diamond in doTERRA now. And when I contacted her, she was already using essential oils from a different company. She was already through doors one and two, in other words, right? She'd mm-hmm. learned she was using oils. And I let her know. I'm like, look, this is where I'm going. I'm going to be diamond. I need four committed builders. Are you one of them? And I know that my certainty and clarity and confidence made it very simple for her to want to follow. It's a similar experience. I talked to another person, same thing. She had been using oils before. And when I told them, this is what I'm doing, and I'd love for you to be on my team, she's a platinum today because... And she told me, she goes, after I got off the phone with you, I went and talked to my husband and we said, we know Seth is going to do this. And so we can either be with him or not. Right. And so that clarity and focus and confidence and commitment level is absolutely important.
Right. And, you know, when I think about that, Seth, I was pondering as we were talking there, and I realized that every person that you and I have enrolled personally, every person that you and I have personally enrolled that has that level of commitment is making money.
A lot of it.
And a lot of it. The only people that are not are those that can't decide if they're committed or not. And so it's just an interesting, it's an interesting process that people have gone through, and an interesting observation to notice that it's the difference in the level of commitment, how determined they are, how clear, how confident, how certain about they are about the path that they're on. And all of our leaders that are basically financially self-reliant at this point. And we're not making any promises on the business itself, but it's an observation of how those that chose to follow our certainty, our clarity, our confidence, and they emulated that certainty, that clarity, that confidence, they're doing well.
That's right. And what's so important about this is that sometimes you know you're going to succeed when you no longer care if the person you're talking to says yes or no. That's an absolute key principle that you have to know, because one of my favorite sayings is, when a person commits, then providence moves too. When a person commits, then providence moves. I found that when I became absolutely committed, things started working together. Everything started aligning. The stars started aligning, per se, right? And what I've really come to understand and know, and this is very real for me, I believe in God, and I know a lot of people do. And I swear, since I've been doing this, I've become aware of the fact that 90% of prayers, at least, include, please help us with our finances, and please help us with our health. Those two things are in at least 90% of the prayers that go up to heaven. And what I've come to realize is that God answers those prayers with the committed and the capable. And so as you become committed and capable, as you develop the skills, you'll find people just lining up in your path all the time. You'll meet people in the most random places that all of a sudden become a major part of your life as a result of your commitment to this. And so remember that. if you want to have Providence moving in your behalf and you want to make this whole enrollment process easy, commit completely. Have absolute certainty, clarity, and confidence in what you're doing, and people will follow. And the thing that's awesome about this is that you don't need that many. When somebody actually enrolls, you know, you're going to find a lot of people that just want to be product users. You're also going to find people that maybe just want to share a little bit. And you're also going to find people who want to be committed builders. Well, out of all the people that we talk to, there are 6 billion people on the planet, and I need 4 of them to be absolute committed builders for me to reach diamond in this company. And so it doesn't really matter if everybody wants to follow. It just matters that you're committed. And if you do, the enrollment process really changes. One of my favorite sayings is, it's one thing to teach a certain thing. It's another thing to live it. But the greatest by far is to so thoroughly be it that your very presence does the teaching. And this is where this commitment comes into it. Because as your commitment level is perfect, people can tell there's a presence about you and they want to follow. And if you're, and if you are asking direct enrolling questions in both using the products and inviting them to participate in the business opportunity, when they have concerns that this is a network marketing business or it has a compensation plan attached to it, or that they don't have the time and money, when they see your commitment, that overcomes almost every concern and they will engage with you.
So that commitment process, I mean, you know, seeing yourself there, seeing yourself being determined to make the changes necessary and discover what you need to learn to help to make it work for you. And being determined to make that happen is all the difference. So if we're recapping what we covered on this audio, it's what is enrollments? This is about enrollments. What is that? What are we enrolling people in? It's the product. It's the business. It's having the attitude of nurturing, which means I'm cultivating like a farmer. I'm cultivating. I'm raising the seed. That it's not one-off hunting. It's not running off and just shooting at this or that opportunity. It's about cultivating and nurturing both your customers and people that want to create an income, team builders. It's understanding how we end our class. How do we get enrollments? And asking the 3 critical questions about what did you think about the class, and then most importantly, the direct enrolling question, pounding that, drilling that into your mind. That direct enrolling question. If you get nothing else from this audio but the memorization of the direct enrolling question, then you're going to make an income. Why? Because you will ask the question, would you like to set up an account? Is this something that you have an interest in doing? These are direct enrolling questions. And then going right into what kits interest you the most. Well, let's fill out the paperwork. Let's get you entered into the system so you have your own account. This is enrollment. And then understanding that some people do have concerns. Those concerns are pretty common. They have to do with the MLM structure. They have to do with time. They have to do with money. And understanding why those concerns are not necessarily, they're really not concerns at all. And then cementing in your commitment, your determination to be here in 1 year, to see yourself in here 5 years from now. And to do the activities that are necessary to make it happen, which is finding, teaching, enrolling, and then teaching others to do the same, which is duplicating yourself.